إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And He created from this single being His spouse. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them He created many men and women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Fear Allah, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights. Fear Allah regarding your relatives and your kinship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us that we worship Him with التوحيد. i.e. we single out Allah in every aspect of worship. And he ordered us to call to at-tawheed. He also forbade us from ash-shirk, ever ascribing any type of partner to Allah. And He ordered us to warn people against ash-shirk. So this issue of at-tawheed, this is aslu-d-deen. This is the core of the religion. Wa asasuhu, and it is its foundation. وَأَوَّلُ أَرْكَانِهِ. And the first pillars of our religion is التوحيد. جِمَاعُ الْخَيْرِ. It contains all of goodness. Any good action that a person does is not accepted without التوحيد. وَالْعَمَلُ الْقَلِيلِ مَعَهُ مُضَاعَفٍ. And whoever does a small amount of good deeds, but it contains التوحيد and it contains الإخلاص, then they are magnified by Allah up until they become like mountains. And whoever does many righteous deeds, but without التوحيد, then they are worth nothing, even if they were like the mountains. And التوحيد is the first thing that the messengers call to. Because of the call of At-Tawheed and warning against Ash-Shirk, Allah sent the messengers. The first command in the book of Allah, if you open the book of Allah, you start reading from Surah Al-Fatiha, The first amr, the first command which comes in the book of Allah is Ya ayyuha an-nas u'budu rabbakum. O people, worship your Lord. I worship your Lord with at-tawheed. So the first command and the first order in the Quran, in the book of Allah, is the order to at-tawheed. Every single day, every single Muslim has to renew this pledge with Allah, the pledge of at-tawheed. You mention it in your prayers every single day. Iyyaka na'budu. O Allah, only you do we worship. I with at-tawheed. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. And only do you we ask help from. So at-tawheed, this is the right of Allah upon all of creation. It is the first obligation before anything else. Before the prayer, before zakat, before hijab, before da'wah. The obligation of at-tawheed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu to Yemen, he said to him, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. He said, O Mu'adh, when you go to these people to give them da'wah, then the first thing that you should call to is that they should have at-tawheed. إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. That they should have at-tawheed. The first thing which a person is questioned about in his grave, the first question, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Meaning, Man Ma'buduk, who is the one that you worship? So even if a person believed that Allah was the true Lord, but he made shirk, then he will not be able to answer this question. And the way and the methodology of the prophets and the messengers is they used to attach importance to at-tawheed even in the last moments of their lives with their children. Allah told us in the Quran, Am kuntum shuhada? Were you witnesses? Idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut, when death came to Ya'qub alayhi salam, idh qala li banihi, and he said to his son, he said to his sons, his children, Ma ta'buduna min ba'di? O my children, O my sons, what will you worship after me? Are you going to worship Allah upon at-tawheed? Or are you going to commit a shirk and start worshipping the idols? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ. They said, rather we will worship your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers, إِبْرَاهِيم وَإِسْمَعِيل وَإِسْحَاق إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا. And he's one true deity, i.e. at-tawheed. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his methodology, was that he used to attach importance to teaching tawheed to the young children. He said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, whilst he was a young boy, he said, Ya ghulam, O young boy, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask Allah, only ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help, only seek the help of Allah. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst Ibn Abbas was a ghulam, a young boy, a young child, he's teaching him the greatness of at-tawheed, the independence of at-tawheed, that it frees you from dependence upon the rest of creation. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, only ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help, only seek the help of Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam, directly without any angel between them, he spoke with the word of at-tawheed, kalimat at-tawheed, this firm word. Allah said to Musa, innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. He said, verily, I am Allah. There is no other deity besides me. فَعْبُدْنِي. So worship me. Meaning worship me with at-tawheed and stay away from ash-shirk. My brothers and sisters, may Allah guide me and you to that which is good. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us to worship Him. So if you know this, if you know that we were only created for the ibadah of Allah, فَعْلَمُوا, then you should know. أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا تُسَمَّى عِبَادَةً إِلَّا مَعَ التَّوْحِيدِ. This is a principle. That ibadah, worship, it can never be called worship until it has a tawheed in it. كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة. Just as the prayer, as-salah. The prayer cannot be called as-salah unless tahara, wudu, ghusl, purification is fulfilled. So even if a person was to pray, but he did not have wudu, we don't call his action as-salah. Like this, al-ibadah. If a person worships Allah, but doesn't have at-tawheed, directs some of his other actions to other than Allah, then these actions which he is doing is not considered to be al-ibadah. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ فَسَدَتْ. And you should know that whenever shirk enters into any act of worship, then all of the acts of worship become invalid. كَالْحَدَثِ إِذَا دَخَلَ فِي الطَّهَارَةِ. Just as if a person is upon purification and then hadath, impurity enters, then it corrupts the tahara and it corrupts the salah. Like this when it comes to tawheed and al-ibadah. So if you know that shirk, whenever it mixes with any form of ibadah, it corrupts it. And it corrupts every single act of worship. And whoever acts upon a shirk, then he's from those people who will remain in Jahannam for eternity. Then you know that the most important thing which is upon you is to know at-tawheed and to know ash-shirk. Learn about at-tawheed and learn about ash-shirk. And if you learn about at-tawheed and shirk, then perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from the doubts of the people of shirk. And Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimullah, he wrote a very nice, concise treatise in which he mentioned four principles. And these four principles, they center around knowing At-Tawheed and Ash-Shirk. And also knowing and realizing how the shirk which people are doing today from our ummah is like, or if not worse as or worse than, the shirk which the Quraysh used to do at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these four principles which the Imam took from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever understands them well will understand the doubts of the people of shirk nowadays, the people of innovation, and will also understand that the excuses that they give are not valid. So the first principle from the four is, if you see a person and he's making dua to the person in the grave, and you say to him that this action of yours, it is shirk and you should not do this. And you say to him, what you are doing is exactly what the Quraysh used to do at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet came in order to warn the ummah from this action. The reply that this person of innovation and this person of shirk will give is that no, my action is different from the action of the Quraysh. Why? Because I believe that Allah is the Khaliq. I believe Allah is the Raziq. I believe Allah is the Malik. As for the Quraysh, they did not used to believe this. This is the doubt that this person will come with. But the principle is أن تعلم أن الكفار, that you should know that those disbelievers to whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to and gave them da'wah and fought jihad against them and strived against them, كانوا يقرون بأن الله هو الرب الخالق المالك. They used to also believe that Allah is the creator. They used to believe that Allah is the Malik. They used to believe that Allah is the Raziq. They used to worship these idols, but their belief in their heart was Allah is the creator and the provider and the sustainer. And what is the dalil? What is the evidence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those disbelievers, say to the Quraysh, say to the people worshipping the idols, من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض. O people of shirk, who is the one who provides you and gives you rizq from the skies and the earth? أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. And who is the one who owns and controls the sight and the hearing? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. And who is the one who gives life to the dead? وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And who is the one who gives death to the one who are living? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. And ask them, these people of shirk, who is the one who controls all of the affairs? فَسَيَقُولُونَ. They will say, either people of shirk, those who are worshipping the idols, the Quraysh, they will say, Allah. It is Allah. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not fear this one Lord? So this principle, the first principle, is a reply to the people of shirk and the people of innovation. That when they try to justify their shirk by saying, but the difference between us and the Quraysh is that we believe that Allah exists and He's the Khaliq and the Raziq. And as for the Quraysh, they did not do so. The Quran tells us this is not true. Rather, just as you people who are worshipping and making dua to the people in the graves believe that Allah is He exists and He's the creator and He's the sustainer, then the Quraysh used to also believe this. And also this teaches us that Tawheed is not believing Allah exists. Tawheed is not believing that Allah is the creator. Rather, Tawheed is worshipping Allah alone. So if you ask a person, one of those people, tell us what is At-Tawheed. And he says, At-Tawheed is to know that Allah is the Khaliq. The reply is that this Tawheed which you have defined, this is the same Tawheed as Abu Jahl. This is the same Tawheed as Abu Lahab and the rest of the Quraysh, because they used to also believe this. The second principle, if they accept this, then they will say, but when we make dua to the people in the grave, when we make dua to the awliya and the salihin, we're not actually worshipping them. Rather, we are making dua to them in order for them to be a shafa'a for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say that these awliya who we are supplicating to and we have hope in them, they are interceders for us between us and Allah. Meaning they then take our acts of worship up towards us, up towards Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and this is the second principle, that this was the same excuse which the Quraysh and the Mushrikun, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, this is the same excuse that they used to give. They used to say that these idols who we are supplicating to, who we are making tawaf around, who we are touching for tabarruk, for blessings, we're not actually worshipping them, but we're only doing these actions because it takes us closer to Allah. Because these idols are a shafa'a, or a wasila, or an intercession on behalf of us towards Allah. And what is the evidence for this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. That those people who have taken awliya besides Allah, i.e. the people of shirk, they say, when they want to excuse and justify their actions, what do they say? مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ. That we're not really worshipping them. إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Except that it is taking us closer إِلَى اللَّهِ, to Allah. Meaning these idols, they're not the object of worship within themselves. Rather, it is only shafa'a, it is only wasila, it is only a form of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then towards the end of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this excuse. And this is an excuse which is everywhere today. That if you ask the people of shirk, why do you do this action? They will say, we know shirk is haram, but this is wasila, this is tawassul, this is shafa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. That Allah does not guide a person who is كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ, disbeliever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called this excuse or this justification disbelief. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. that they, the Quraysh, the Mushrikun, they worship besides Allah that which does not harm them, neither does it benefit them. وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. But the excuse that they give is that these idols who we are worshipping, they are شُفَعَاؤُنَا. They are our shafa'a. They are our intercession عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, with Allah. So just as the people of innovation and the people of shirk today are using wasila and tawassul and shafa'a and intercession as a justification to make dua to other than Allah, to seek blessings from other than Allah, and the excuse is that actually this is just intercession to Allah, this was the same excuse which the Quraysh used to do. The Quraysh never worshipped the idols because of the idols. They never believed that the idols or the righteous people or the ones in the graves, they never believed that they are the gods. They never believed that creation and sustenance is in their hands. They should believe all of this is in the hands of Allah. But it is shafa'a to Allah. It is an intercession to Allah. Just like the Quraysh and just like the people today. Also, those people, the people of innovation, they accuse us and they say that you people, you do not believe in shafa'a. You don't believe in the intercession. And this isn't true. Rather, we affirm a shafa'a. We believe in shafa'a. We believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede for us, and that the angels bi-idhnillah intercede, and that the awliya intercede with shafa'a, and the saliheen intercede with a shafa'a. However, this is in the hereafter. And this shafa'a, it is asked from Allah and not from the Prophet or the awliya. Meaning, if a person says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I ask you for shafa'a, this becomes shirk. But if a person says, O Allah, I ask you for the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is a tawheed. And this shafa'a can only be done with the permission of Allah. Allah permits the one whom He wants to give shafa'a. Allah said in the ayah, in which every single one of you have memorized, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. That who is the one who can give shafa'a, give intercession with Allah without His permission? Meaning nobody can be an interceder without the permission of Allah. And therefore shafa'a is asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, give us or give me the shafa'a of your Prophet. O Allah, give me the shafa'a of the awliya and yawm al-qiyamah. Not from the awliya and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. And this shafa'a is only for the people of At-Tawheed. This shafa'a which they are asking about using shirk, they are not deserving of that shafa'a. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَةِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That those people who are most deserving of my shafa'a on يوم القيامة, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ, is the one who said La ilaha illallah with sincerity in his heart. And nobody can say La ilaha illallah with ikhlas from his heart except the people of At-Tawheed. As for Ashabul Qubur, those who go to the graveyard, those who exaggerate the rights of the awliya, then they are not from the people of At-Tawheed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Shafa'ati لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That my shafa'a, my intercession is for the people who have sins, major sins, مِنْ أُمَّتِي, from my ummah, i.e. the ummah of At-Tawheed and not the ummah of Ash-Shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third principle is that the people who are committing shirk today, those who are worshipping other than Allah, they will say, okay, we accept everything. But the difference between us and the Quraysh is that we are making dua to the awliya and the saliheen and the prophets and the messengers. We are seeking their tawassul. Whereas the Quraysh and the mushrikun, they used to seek the intercession of the idols. The third principle is that those people whom the Prophet ﷺ came to, who he gave da'wah to, whom Allah called kuffar and mushrikun, they didn't only used to worship and seek intercession with the idols. Rather, some of them used to worship the angels. Others used to worship the prophets and the messengers. Others used to worship idols. Others used to worship awliya and salihin. All of these groups the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to, and he condemned them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never differentiated between this act of shirk and this act of shirk. The Prophet never said that, okay, because you people are seeking an intercession to the awliya, your action is okay. And you people, because your wasila, your shafa'ah is through the idols, then you are the mushrikun. No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he called all of them mushrikun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they used to worship the sun and the moon. Allah said, لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر. That do not prostrate to the sun and the moon. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ. Rather, prostrate to Allah. So some of them used to worship the sun and the moon. Allah tells us that they used to worship the angels. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. Allah has not ordered you, O people of shirk, that you should take the angels and the prophets to be your arbab, your rabb, the ones who you worship. Because some of them used to worship angels and some of them used to worship the prophets. Allah told us regarding the great messengers. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهِ. When Allah will say on يوم القيامة, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa, son of Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. O Isa, the son of Maryam, did you say to the people, take me and my mother Maryam as deities of worship besides Allah? Why? Because amongst those people are those who used to worship the prophets and the messengers. And like this. So just as those people used to seek intercession through the salihin and the awliya and the anbiya, then the same action is being done today. And this excuse that our act is not shirk because we do it towards the awliya and they do it towards the idols, this is not valid. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as I mentioned, never differentiated between one act of shirk and another act of shirk. So whoever worships Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and makes dua to him is like the one, his action is exactly similar to the one who makes dua to an idol. The one who makes dua to a wali or a salih, a righteous person or a murshid, his action is exactly the same as a person who makes dua to a tree or the sun or the moon. There is no difference between an act of shirk and an act of shirk. And finally, the fourth principle is, or shows us the severity of shirk today. How severe it is today, how excessive shirk is today. And that is that the Quraysh, the people of shirk, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave da'wah to and called them kuffar, and those who didn't accept his message were condemned to Jahannam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam fought them, those people, their shirk was only in times of ease and luxury. But when it was a time of difficulty, then they should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the problem today is, the danger is today, that the people who are committing shirk today, their shirk is all the time. Whether a person is in ease or a person is in difficulty and in a calamity, they are calling to other than Allah. The Quraysh, no. Only in times of difficulty, they would call to Allah. In times of ease, then they would commit a shirk. What's the evidence? Allah tells us in the Quran. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ. That those mushrikun, whenever they embark upon a ship, دَعَوُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Then they supplicate to Allah, مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, making their religion sincere for him. The mushrikun of the Quraysh, when they would enter the ship, and the ship was about to drown, the only one that they would turn to in dua is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. But then when Allah would save them and bring them to the land, إِذْهُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Then they would start committing a shirk again. As for
أهل زماننا. As for the people of our times, يشركون في الشدائد والرخاء. Then they are committing a shirk in times of ease and times of difficulty. These four principles, my brothers and sisters, are very important principles linking to or relating to at-tawheed and ash-shirk. And whoever understands these four principles well will be able to reply to every doubt of the people of ash-shirk. And he will know that the shirk which is being or occurring today is the same shirk which was occurring yesterday at the time of the Quraysh. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Just to summarize these four principles again, the first principle is that the people who are committing shirk today, they say that our shirk or our actions are not shirk. Why? Because we believe Allah is the Khaliq and the Razik and the Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the Quraysh, they used to also believe in this. There's no difference between you and between them. The second principle is they will say that this dua that we make to the wali and the salih, it isn't ibadah. It is only wasila and tawassul and shafa'ah. This person is not the Lord, he's only an intercession to Allah. Allah tells us that also the Quraysh, this was the same excuse that they used to give for their actions and for their shirk. The third principle is that the people will say, okay, after we accept these two things, but the difference is that our dua is to the awliya and the salihin. As for their dua, the Quraysh was towards the asnam, towards the idol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran over many ayat that the people of shirk at that time used to worship prophets, messengers, awliya and also salihin. So there's no difference between your action and their action. And then the fourth principle is that the shirk which is occurring today in some instances is more severe than the shirk of those people. Because those people, when it came to times of difficulty, then they would make dua to Allah. In our time, in times of difficulty and ease, people are committing a shirk. And these principles show us the importance of knowing at-tawheed, learning at-tawheed, and also knowing its opposite, i.e. a shirk. And as I mentioned, a person who does just a few acts of goodness, but with tawheed and ikhlas, Allah magnifies it like the mountains. And whoever did mountains of righteous actions, but a single act of shirk, all of it is lost. 1,000 prayers a person prayed are worth nothing. £1,000 a person gives for charity is worth nothing with Allah if there's shirk within it. Allah said in the Quran, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ, that if you fall into shirk, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ, then all of your actions will be null and void. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and you will be from the losers. And all of us, we know and we are aware and we see the shirk which is occurring in globally and especially in our own countries. Whether it's Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Morocco, Syria, Yemen, the shirk which is occurring in all of these countries. Amongst them are those people who are going to the graves and seeking blessings from the graves. Amongst them are those people who are making dua to the awliya. Amongst them are those people who are shouting the slogan of Ya Ali Madad, O Ali, save us, save us. Amongst those who are saying that this person, he knows ilmul ghaib, he knows the knowledge of the unseen. And all of this is a shirk. And therefore it is important for us that we teach our children at-tawheed. We speak to our children regarding at-tawheed. We put in their hearts the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that if a person only relies upon Allah, how free and independent he is of the rest of the creation. We put in their hearts the love of at-tawheed and the love of the people of at-tawheed. And we also place in their hearts the hatred of ash-shirk. And we have these conversations with our children. Teach them, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Teach him, say Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. Teach him, Man Ta'bud, who do you worship? Teach him to say, A'bud Allah wahda, I worship Allah alone. And also, from the lessons is that we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm upon at-tawheed. and to save us from a shirk. And we should also know that us being upon a tawheed and not worshipping anybody besides Allah, this is a virtue of Allah upon us. Allah says in the Quran, when he was mentioning the statement of Yusuf alayhi salam, مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. It is not appropriate for us that we ascribe partners to Allah, a shirk in anything. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. This is from the virtue of Allah upon us. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الكفر والكافرين اللهم عز التوحيد والموحدين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم إنا نسألك الإخلاص في القول والعمل اللهم احينا مسلمين وتوفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول والعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إلينا إليها من قول وعمل عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة.